Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Boston is at the U.S. Supreme Court today. The case revolves around a decision that the city made about a flag. So there are three flagpoles at City Hall, one for the American flag, one for the Massachusetts state flag, and one for the City of Boston flag. The city sometimes authorizes groups to fly their flag, a private flag, on that third pole if they're having an event outside City Hall. But they said no in 2017 to a group that wanted to fly a flag with a Christian cross on it. The organization took it to court, then appeals. Now it is in front of the nine top judges in the land to decide if there was religious discrimination at play. WBUR legal analyst and retired federal judge Nancy Gertner joins us now. Judge Gertner, welcome back.
Good to be here again.
So, Judge Gertner, for us who don't have law degrees, the core question in front of the court today, what's really in question here?
Well, there are two questions. One question is, when the city puts up flags in there, you know, essentially in front of City Hall, is this government speech? Is it essentially, and is government speech, government is allowed to, you know, convey whatever messages it wants as long as it's not discriminatory and as long as it does not establish one religion over another. And they're saying choosing flags of different countries, choosing different flags of different kinds of groups is one thing, but they don't include any kind of the flags of religious organizations, lest it appear that the government is endorsing that religious organization, which it doesn't want to do.
So that part, let me just stop you there. So that part is basically when that optional flag is flying on that flagpole, who's talking through the flagpole? Is it the government or is it the organization that flew the flag?
Right. I mean, the lower courts were talking about, you know, there are all sorts of messages on government license plates, you know, that you put on the side of buildings or you put on public statues, and they can say that we have messages. There are limits to the kind of messages that you can exclude, but for the most part, it's a pretty wide berth. The one thing they don't want to do is put a religious message or from a religious organization, lest it appear that the government is endorsing that religion.
Okay, so what's the second question at play?
Well, the other side is saying this really isn't a public forum, that this is, that this isn't the government speaking. This is essentially a place where private parties can speak. And just as you can't exclude one religion or another, that this is essentially what they're doing here by excluding what is clearly a Christian organization and Christian symbolism. The public, the forum should be open to everyone. The government can't discriminate. It's a version of the same argument, but essentially it's that. And they're saying the government is discriminating here by excluding this Christian organization. And to do that violates their free exercise of religion.
So that
they can't do what they want to do. They can't be a religion because the government is blocking them. They can't exercise their right to freedom of religion because the government is blocking them. As I said, the counterargument to that, the government is doing no such thing. It's saying when you're on my property, when you're on my, when you're part of our public expression, I want to keep out all religion.
So I could imagine a person listening to our conversation, Judge Gertner, and thinking, okay, but haven't we kind of already settled this, like, you know, Ten Commandments in a courtroom kind of stuff? Haven't we been through this a million times before?
You know, Tiziana, if anyone thinks that way, that's a great point. The only problem is, candidly, this is a Supreme Court that is putting religious exercise front and center everywhere. So in this setting, we've had it before, sort of public monuments and the Ten Commandments in a court. We've done that before. But this is a court that has looked at religion differently than other courts. So why then did they take the case is the troubling question, right? The Supreme Court doesn't have to take every case that comes along. The Supreme Court makes decisions as to which cases it would take. And they've chosen to take this case, which suggests that they're going to look at it differently than other courts have. And that is very troubling.
So what could be...
Has it been settled? They could have said, they could have easily said, it's settled, we don't take cert. But that's not the decision they made.
So it sounds like what you're concerned about, Judge Gertner, and I recognize you have a point of view. I'm thoughtful about that. But it sounds like what you're concerned about is that this court might actually change what previous courts have decided on this question of who's speaking when that flag flies. And should you assume it's a private citizen and therefore a Christian flag should be able to be on a city flagpole?
Right. There is no question that taking – that's one of the things that's of significance to the change in the Supreme Court. There are now – you only take 4 votes to determine what cases you take. And there are now 4 solidly conservative votes who in many settings believe that religions are unjustly discriminated against in an otherwise secular society. So the taking of the case is itself troubling.
Now, if the court were to take a different interpretation here, one that was in favor of the side that's arguing that flagpole, when we fly our flag up there, that's us speaking, and you can't discriminate against us and keep us from delivering a Christian message. What could change here in Massachusetts? What might be different as a result?
Well, there would then be requests in other public buildings and other public spaces for these kinds of symbols. In other words, you'd be testing the limits of whatever decision they came to on that in every setting that you could wish. And that would be, we are a secular society. There's no question about it. And government entities that choose not to be secular run the risk of offending the Establishment Clause of the Constitution, that the government can't establish a religion. And not only that, then there's the slippery slope argument. If the Christian flag goes up, what about the Jewish flag? What about the Hindu flag? What about the Buddhist flag? Are we going to open this up essentially to a polyglot of all religions on the, you know, the public forum in front of Boston City Hall?
And so just to stay with this for just a second longer, and then I want to move on to another case. On the flip side, if, in fact, the court does rule in the direction that it sounds like you're concerned they might, isn't it possible that it would actually open up? I mean, historically, the concern has been that the symbols are then one religion. They're Christian. It becomes a government-endorsed religion. If lots of religions could then communicate in this way, might that not be consistent with what our purpose is as a country? Do you understand my question?
No, I understand. But that's the first point here. So the question is, is this a public forum, where anybody can speak and everybody can speak, or is it the government's platform to convey the messages it wishes to convey? If the court says essentially this is a public forum, then you're right. Everybody speaks, can't make distinctions as between religions. But on the other hand, if it is the government's speech, which really most of the courts have held, then the government can determine what its message is as long as it isn't a discriminatory or anti-religious message. You know, the government can put live free or die on the license plate. If someone says, well, you know, I want a Christian symbol on that license plate over the state of Massachusetts, over the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, is that the government speaking, or is everyone entitled to their words on that space? That would be a very different regime if the government couldn't convey its messages so long as it wasn't discriminatory.
And in just a sentence, how long before we'll likely have a ruling here? Is it about a year?
Well, it could be June. You never know. This is the October 2021 term. Typically, they finish these cases in June, or they aim to finish them in June. So that would be the likely time.
Okay. So, the Supreme Court, far away, often big national issues, but sometimes they're ruling on stuff that deeply affects us here, like the case we just talked about. The other is their ruling last week on the vaccine or test mandate from the Biden administration, which was administered through the Occupational Health and Safety Administration. It targeted people who worked in companies of 100 or more, so anybody here in Massachusetts who worked for a company of that size would have been affected. And they said, no, federal government, you can't do that. Why?
This was a surprising decision. and I think it was surprising, maybe it was surprising to many people, let me put it that way. The Occupational Health and Safety Administration, which since 1971 had broad authority to regulate the workplace, to make it safe and healthful, to monitor health threats of all kind in the workplace. They could require vaccinations for, smallpox in the workplace. What the majority decision here holds when it throws out this vaccine mandate is to say that because these were, public health issues and not unique to the workplace, OSHA, the Occupational Health and Safety Administration, didn't have the right to regulate them. The dissent says, essentially, say what? We regulate any kind of pathogen that might enter the workplace, even if the pathogen also exists outside the workplace. That's just what we ask OSHA to do. There's no meaningful distinction between if it's hurting everybody else, but it's worse in the workplace, you can monitor it and you can control it in the workplace. Then there was Justice Gorsuch filed a concurring opinion, which was troubling. The concurring opinion was consistent with his view, attempting to restrict the kinds of rules that administrative agencies make. And what he was saying was that OSHA had, gone past its authority in making these rules. And he went on about Congress, if you want to make rules like this, Congress should be explicit.
So why not Judge Gertner? Why not say that the elected officials in Congress should determine how much rule a federal agency can make?
Well, because in a modern state, the details of administration can't be done by a national legislative body.
And it's too big and complicated.
especially this Congress. In other words, it's not unusual for Congress to lay out broad swaths of authority, leaving to expert agencies the responsibility to determine the details. And the concern here is that if Justice Gorsuch is concerned about the Occupational Health and Safety Administration, which has been in place since 1970 and has issued a wide variety of edicts for the workplace, what about the Environmental Protection Agency? What about wages and hours? In other words, what administrative details will he now regard as something that Congress, and a Congress that really legislates in broad generalities and compromise, could not possibly do? And so if he's against this, who knows what he'll be against else? What else he'll be against?
So we have about a minute left. The precedent here does leave room for states and municipalities, cities, though, to continue. Like, I talked to Boston Mayor Michelle Wu just after the Supreme Court verdict last week, and she felt confident a city mandate would hold up in court, even if it didn't, a federal mandate didn't. Very briefly, is there reason to believe that's true?
Yes, that's absolutely true. Health and safety issues are usually state issues, are usually state or municipality issues. And the only distinction, the only difference is those things that affect companies that go across state lines. That's what you're talking about here. It can't be that, General Electric has one set of rules in Massachusetts and another in Texas.
I see.
That was the reason for these kinds of national regulations. But state and local government can always regulate, health and safety issues.
But a GE might therefore go to the lowest common denominator, right, if the federal government hasn't put a rule in place.
Right, that's the problem. But you really hit I mentioned Justice Gorsuch's point because, since the New Deal, we went into the modern era, began regulating industry for safety issues and health issues. And that's really what, although this was in 1970, the genesis of these kinds of rules is there. And you shouldn't have to worry about your health when you have no choice but to get this job in Arizona, that it'll look different than if you had the job in Massachusetts. Let me say one other thing. There's also a very clear anti-vax, a vaccine tone to this decision, I might add. Justice Gorsuch was widely reported as not believing in wearing a mask and didn't wear the mask during the oral argument, forcing Justice Sotomayor to attend the argument from her lobby, from her chambers, because she didn't want to be vulnerable. And Amy Coney Barrett asked during the abortion argument, equated forced pregnancy, the denial of the right to abortion, with vaccination.
All right, well,
arguing
that's a
violation of autonomy. that's a whole other issue.
Yeah, we can't do that one today. But
okay.
This has been very helpful. That was Nancy Gertner, a former federal judge and WBUR's legal analyst. Judge Gertner, always a pleasure to learn from you. Thanks for the time today.
Thank you. Take care.
Take care, too. Thanks.